608 FM Talk 1065. Hope your morning's online at FMTalk1065.com. Also, Instagram. What's the other one? Twitter?
Twitter.
And then the other one?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. That one, too.
Not yet TikTok.
No, but we may. We'll figure out. My daughter will give us lessons on how to TikTok our way through things. All right. Hey, good morning. It's a renewed push for masking now in the South and the West, really all over the country, as a cases of coronavirus spiking in states and certain areas in states. We'll talk about Alabama's situation in just a second. Plus, Governor Ivey responding to the news found in Bubba Wallace's garage at Talladega. If you bought... I've got a list here of hand sanitizers.
Okay.
You better check the label on them because some of them are toxic. We can't win. We can't win. We get the hand sanitizer to try to keep the coronavirus and everything else off your hands, and then now we're told that some of those hand sanitizers themselves are a threat to your health. Well, I'll get that in a second. And also, second stimulus check may be on the way. President Trump says it would be very generous, these payments. So we'll talk about that. All right. Yes, as cases are spiking in the South and West, coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home, Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, and we start nationally as we do every morning, where over 2.3 million total positive cases of coronavirus in America now and over 122,000 deaths. But some good news, America has now crossed the 1 million mark for those that have officially recovered from the virus. So nearly half of all that have gotten coronavirus have recovered. There were 464,000 tests reported yesterday. 6.8% of those tests came back positive, and only 363 deaths reported yesterday after 267 on Sunday. That's a national number we're talking about. 363 deaths. Sunday's number of 266.
That's a big difference. Remember, we had not, I mean, thousands.
It was, oh, yeah. For a while there, it was over 2,000 every single day. And with Sunday's number of 267 deaths, that's the lowest we've seen since March 23rd. And then yesterday's number of 363, the third lowest total since March 23rd. We've also gone now 13 days in a row with fewer than 1,000 daily deaths. So that's some great news here in America. And now over 27.5 million total tests have been performed nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, we crossed the 30,000 mark for confirmed cases in the state, and 831 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, there were only 11 new hospitalizations reported, and there were 433 new cases added. So that brought down the 7-day average of new cases to 591 per day, while the 14-day average is still at a high of 674 cases per day. Only two deaths reported in Alabama yesterday after one on Sunday. The 7-day average is 9 deaths per day, and the 2-week average is 8 per day. There were 4,432 tests reported yesterday. We're now averaging over 6,500 test results per day over the last week, and just about 6,400 over the last 14 days. Some other good news over the last week, 8.9% of those test results in Alabama have come back positive. That's down from 14.5% last Tuesday. That's a huge drop.
And how does it happen that fast?
Right. That's a good question.
14% to 8%. Was there truly a reduction in the number of cases from 14 to 8%? Or is it something in testing? You know, I'm not saying it isn't. It just leaves me scratching my head how you have these big, like, day-to-day or week-to-week jumps and changes.
Well, I also wonder, you know, we had that rain for a while there a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And with the rain going away, allergies may be coming back. People feel that they may be sick and may be going to get more testing now that more testing is available.
True.
That's just a theory there for maybe why more people who don't have the virus are getting tested. But obviously, the more people that can get tested, the better we are as a nation and as a state, because we can know, you know, the true numbers, or at least get closer to that true number. On the local level, Mobile County now has 3,014 positive cases. That's after 20 new cases were reported yesterday, and zero new deaths reported for Mobile County. Still have 132 that have died due to COVID-19 in Mobile. Baldwin County has, 422 cases of coronavirus and 9 deaths. They added 36 new cases for Baldwin yesterday, and still zero deaths have been reported since May 22nd in Baldwin County. It's been over a month since Baldwin County has reported a death due to the virus. Washington County has 94 cases with 6 deaths. Clark County added a death yesterday. They now have 5 deaths in Clark County with 217 positive cases. Monroe County has 162 cases with 2 deaths. Escambia County, 158 cases with 6 deaths. Choctaw County, 185 cases with 12 deaths. Kanaka County, 141 cases with 1 death. And Wilcox County has 246 cases with 8 deaths. In Mobile County, led the state for a while in number of coronavirus cases and deaths. Mobile County still leads in the number of deaths, but is now third in the state as far as total number of coronavirus cases. Montgomery County has the most cases with 3,254, and Jefferson County has 11 more cases now than Mobile County, while Jefferson County has 7 fewer deaths than Mobile County, and Montgomery County has just about 53 fewer deaths than Mobile County. So that's a look around the state.
All right, Dalton, we appreciate it. And Montgomery, where they have a mask ordinance in effect, that means if you're outside and you're with a group of people and you're not exercising, that's the one thing. I don't know, I guess at that point, I understand they're just trying to do their best, but, you know, you put a mask law in effect, and you say, okay, but you can be exercising. Well, what if you're running with a group of people mm-hmm. and you're exhaling, you know, it just leads to but I don't want people to have masks on and exercise and pass out. Heck, walking through the store with a mask on, I feel like I'm going to pass out. So, but Montgomery has their mask ordinance in effect. I wonder if Birmingham will bring theirs back. And, you know, the question is, will that ever be moved through for Mobile? We have members of the city council that want that to be an ordinance. They don't have the votes at this point to push that through. Although the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is planning to update its recommendation on masks sometime soon.
Mm.
Story is out everywhere that CDC is going to come out with new recommendations. No, from the local TV station to national news, nobody is putting a date on this.
Wow.
So I don't know why the CDC leaked this and then didn't. Okay, so when are you going to put it out? But they said sometime soon, CDC. They already have their guidance on wearing masks and all that, but they're going to do a new updated, because I think what we're going to hear across the country is a new push to mask up. From Texas to New York, you're mm-hmm. hearing it. From Florida to Washington State, you're hearing it. And there'll be probably a big coordinated push to get you back in the mask.
Listen, if the CDC has some stats and figures mm-hmm. about whether masks work or don't work,
I like those things.
Go ahead, put it out there. But if they're waiting to see how this will play politically, we don't want that. We just want the straight facts. We don't want to see how this will play politically, although that seems to weigh in on every decision at this point.
That it does, for sure. Also, the Senate's preparing to take up the Republican police reform bill this week. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has that report.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill from Senator Tim Scott gets at the heart of the matter.
The legislation Senator Scott has put forward identifies productive ways that Congress can encourage and incentivize smart police reform efforts.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this bill has no teeth.
We need a bill that achieves genuine police reform. The Republican proposal comes across like a list of suggestions.
Senator McConnell rejects that, saying the GOP-sponsored police reform bill does a lot. For example,
recognizing the need for more transparency, it steps up efforts to establish through records of police activities and requires full federal reporting of all incidents involving the discharge of a service weapon. The bill takes immediate action to help end departments' reliance on chokeholds and to facilitate enhanced training for de-escalation.
It really doesn't even do that, says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Republican bill does nothing to reform the use of force standard, nothing on qualified immunity, nothing on racial profiling.
And when it comes to chokeholds,
the Republican bill doesn't even truly ban chokeholds or no-knock warrants.
Senator McConnell says if Democrats are serious about police reform, they should then vote for the Republican bill.
Proceeding to take up the subject on the Senate floor would only be an agonizing prospect if members were more interested in making a point than in actually making a law.
That's why he says members should vote to proceed to the Scott bill.
It will be exactly the vote which this moment demands.
Schumer says this moment demands a strong bill, and the Republican-sponsored legislation is not that.
Senator Scott's bill is deeply and fundamentally flawed.
And says Schumer, it certainly does not rise to the occasion.
If it won't stop future deaths of Black Americans in police custody, then it does not represent the change that is demanded right now.
That's why he says the Democratic bill in the House should be taken up in the Senate.
Democrats introduced a bill 3 weeks ago that would bring strong, comprehensive, and lasting change to police departments across America.
Senator McConnell has already labeled the House bill as dead on arrival in the Senate, saying the bill put together by Senator Scott, the only black senator in the Republican caucus, is the right approach to police reform.
The Justice Act is informed by data, by the facts, by stories from across America.
While the House takes up its bill this week, the Senate is debating when or if the Republican-sponsored bill will gain any traction before July. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
618 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Coming up in sports.
Well, we ran the Talladega 500 yesterday. Ryan Blaney ends up winning, but a show of support for Bubba Wallace after a noose was found in his garage stall on Sunday. I'll let you know more about that coming up in sports. Also, Major League Baseball unilaterally imposing a season. That doesn't mean that they're going to play. I'll tell you more coming up.
It's every day is something else with baseball. All right, I'll be standing by for that. News headlines from WKRG next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. School superintendents from across Alabama will meet again in Point Clear today. They are discussing how to move forward with the fall semester in the era of COVID-19. State Superintendent Eric Mackey spent yesterday going over plans and guidelines. The state's official guidelines will be announced Friday. The Mobile County License Commission office is now by appointment only. The commissioner says a high volume of customers prompted the change over a week ago. The appointment only service has been a challenge. Frustrated customers reported long hold times, some saying they were unable to get through at all. Ryan Blaney won Monday's rain-delayed Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. Before the race, a show of solidarity for Mobile native Bubba Wallace. Fellow drivers pushed his car to the front of pit row. The FBI has launched an investigation after a noose was found in his garage at the racetrack on Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Floyd, what is it with politicians and spending?
What's the game, Earl? Forget those jokers in Congress.
No, it's the county commission. Did you know Jerry Carl backed giving $100,000 of tax money to that contemporary art center downtown?
For what?
Well, they had a show with a tumbleweed in a plastic box.
A tumbleweed?
Yep. An artist who does proto-feminist stuff is up next.
Thank you, Jerry Carl. Doesn't he say he's wise with spending?
Wise? Carl voted to use $180,000 in hotel tax money to fund a tennis league.
Carl made noise about not taking a paycheck in office.
But Carl changed his mind and started taking $80,000 a year after all.
Now Carl says he'll back Trump. What if he changes his mind about that, too?
Right. If you like Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like Jerry Carl in Congress.
Paid for by Club for Growth Action. ClubForGrowthAction.org and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
621 on FM Talk 106.5. My name is Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NASCAR, Ryan Blaney won the Geico 500 at Talladega in a thrilling photo finish over Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Side by side, it's a photo finish at the line!
And Ryan Blaney wins Talladega.
It's Blaney's fourth career victory and his second win in a row at Dega. Prior to the race, drivers showed their support for Bubba Wallace one day after a noose was reportedly found in Wallace's team garage stall. Wallace was born in Mobile. He's NASCAR's only black full-time driver. He was joined by all 39 other drivers and their crews in a march down pit road as they pushed his number 43 to the front of the line in the moments before the race. When the group reached the front line, Wallace climbed out of his car and wept. After the race, Wallace stood in front of a group of fans and talked about his experience.
The pre-race deal was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to witness in my life. From all the supporters, from drivers, from crew members, everybody here, the badass fan base, thank you guys for coming out here. This is truly incredible, and I'm proud to be a part of this sport, Jimmy.
Wallace had to pit late for gas and ended up finishing 14th. Prior to the race, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey released a statement saying she was, quote, shocked and appalled by the vile act against Wallace. Earlier Monday, federal authorities, including the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, and the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, said that they were reviewing the incident. In a call with reporters, NASCAR President Steve Phelps went over some of the details of the incident, adding that the Birmingham FBI had been notified and were on site investigating.
I got a small group of senior leaders at in the sport together, or at NASCAR together, to try to determine what next steps would be. First thing was to launch an immediate investigation into this heinous act.
NASCAR has not yet named any suspects or produced a photo or video of the noose that was reportedly found. Phelps said investigators were looking at camera footage in the garage and who could have had access to the area. With Major League Baseball owners and players unable to come to an agreement to begin the delayed 2020 season, the MLB plans to implement a 60-game season that will begin around July 24th. That doesn't mean that the season is officially a go. First, the league needs players to sign off on a health and safety protocol and to pledge to arrive at home stadiums by July 1st to prepare for the season. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Light traffic from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and no delays from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard to the 1065 split. Coming in from the Eastern Shore, again, Daphne, Spanish Ford, no delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon in downtown Mobile at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite certified Alabama Farmers Market, presented by the City of Mobile Special Events Department. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 626 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. By the way, too, questions yesterday, somebody was asking about, I think it was hour number two of Midday Mobile, wanted to go back and share. They said, I want to share the interviews that were on there with somebody. I think, I don't know if it was the political discussion or John Sharp and I's in-depth discussion of the Divergent Diamond.
Mm.
We got into a major discussion of Divergent Diamond coming July 1st is the go day there at 181 and 10, the Balbus exit there. But they were asking about the podcast. I said, well, you can get podcasts by going to fmtalk1065.com, clicking the podcast tab, getting them a la carte there. You can subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher, but also TuneIn Radio, which is an app that lets you listen to us on your smartphone. TuneIn Radio, it is a free... Now, they'll offer a pay version of TuneIn Radio because that's what they're supposed to do, try to make money.
That's
good
right.
for them. But you and I have been running the freemium version for 6 years?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Six years, yeah.
It's awesome. You can pause it while you're listening if you got to take a call or do something, and then start back up right where you were.
All right, so the TuneIn Radio app, which is a free download for your Android or your iPhone, that also has our podcast there through TuneIn and also Spotify. So you get it. And, yeah, when you go on whichever platform, you can cut and paste that link and send an email to somebody and share that podcast. It's just that easy. All right. 627, we'll be right back. Dr. Bill's on the way.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. School superintendents from across Alabama will meet again in Point Clear today. They are discussing how to move forward with the fall semester in the era of COVID-19. State Superintendent Eric Mackey spent yesterday going over plans and guidelines. The state's official guidelines will be announced Friday. The Mobile County License Commission office is now by appointment only. The commissioner says a high volume of customers prompted the change over a week ago. The appointment only service has been a challenge. Frustrated customers reported long hold times, some saying they were unable to get through at all. Ryan Blaney won Monday's rain-delayed Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. Before the race, a show of solidarity for Mobile native Bubba Wallace. Fellow drivers pushed his car to the front of pit row. The FBI has launched an investigation after a noose was found in his garage at the racetrack on Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, The Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And I see a lot of people out there doing landscape fly by night, but I got to talk about this. Y'all have been installing landscapes for 16 years in our area. Obviously, you've got it figured out, and obviously, there's some longevity in those landscapes that y'all install.
Yeah, it probably starts with the quality of the design. We put a lot of effort in our quality of people, do a lot of training, and we do a pretty rigorous hiring process, but not only that, it probably goes down to the base of the landscape, which would be the soil and the soil prep. A lot of effort goes into what that soil is going to be like, where it comes from, the composition of it. And so we really see that as the foundation of the landscape. We're going to warranty it anyway, so we better get it right on the first time. And so that's probably a big key to our success.
So your foundation is in the soil.
That's right. From the ground up.
Tell folks how to get more information.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Senate leaders have very different opinions about a Republican police reform bill that could soon come before the full Senate.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill from Senator Tim Scott gets at the heart of the matter.
It identifies productive ways that Congress can encourage and incentivize smart police reform efforts.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this bill has no teeth.
The Republican proposal comes across like a list of suggestions.
Senator McConnell says if Democrats are serious about police reform, they should then vote for the Republican bill.
It will be exactly the vote which this moment demands.
Schumer says this moment demands a strong bill.
Senator Scott's bill is deeply and fundamentally flawed.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
A private funeral for Rayshard Brooks being held in Atlanta. Officer Garrett Rolfe has been charged in the death of Brooks after reportedly the pair struggled and Brooks attempted to run away. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. There are two big changes coming to Apple Gear, one that makes its phones and tablets easier to use, and another that swaps out the engine that makes its Mac computers run. Apple is rolling out a new operating system known as iOS 14. It will have ways to help users manage their apps better and upgrade its digital assistant Siri. As for its Macs, Apple is switching to a new type of chips to power those devices. The chips will be made by Apple itself, part of a phase-out of Intel chips that have powered the Macs for the past decade and a half. Chevron is set to resume oil exports in July from a long-dormant operation it shares with the governments of Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. The expected output surge of 80,000 barrels a day will come as Chevron's partners seek to help the cartel curb exports in the aftermath of global pandemic-induced lockdowns that slashed oil demand by about a third. As a result of the coronavirus, 57% of German companies say they are likely to permanently scale back their business trips. That's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes, professional cleaning supplies, and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, 75 now, humid out there. Let's talk our way through this Tuesday.
Well, we've got another chance for, and a good chance for, some showers and thunderstorms today. We could see them develop in the late morning like yesterday, and then certainly this afternoon we will see this activity. Yesterday, the airport only had less than a quarter of an inch, 0.21, but some areas picked up a half an inch, even to an inch of rain. Foley was at 1.04 inches. And so we'll see some heavy downpours develop mainly this afternoon, and then some of that will continue into the early evening hours. Now, the high today should be in the upper 80s. Tonight, as I mentioned, showers in the evening, then tapering off. Low tonight will be in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, another round of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be mostly cloudy, temperatures in the upper 80s. Tomorrow, a weak cold front will be moving down through Alabama and Mississippi. And it's going to arrive in our area late Wednesday into early Thursday, but it's not going to do very much. Tomorrow it will help set off those showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Now, for the rest of the week, Thursday, we'll see a few afternoon thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Friday, Saturday, partly cloudy. Just isolated afternoon thunderstorms, and that means we're going to warm up into the 90s, around 92 to 93 degrees both days. Sunday, another hot day into the low 90s with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. So the weekend is looking pretty good. Be some warm temperatures or hot temperatures getting into the 90s, and only a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Well, we do have a little bit of activity, but it's considered to be subtropical. That is, it's got some tropical characteristics, but this disturbance is located way up in the higher latitudes. In fact, it's off the mid-Atlantic states and out over the Gulf Stream, so it's getting into a nice warm water area, and they actually call that the North Atlantic Drift as it heads on over toward Europe. So it's considered a subtropical depression, but it's moving away from the U.S. mainland, no problem. But down in the deep tropics, looking good across the Atlantic, the Gulf of Mexico, and also the Caribbean's quiet.
Yesterday, we were talking about the Saharan dust. Has it arrived here in North America or still down the Caribbean? Where's the dust now?
A dust update.
Yes.
But it is spreading across the Caribbean in the Gulf, and it would be surprised if we had a satellite image. We might see some of that already coming into North America. So I don't know for sure on that, but it has been moving across the Atlantic and into the Caribbean. As we mentioned yesterday, that can really help keep tropical systems from developing. But unfortunately, that dust belt will not last that long. And once we get into July, it's back to normal summertime situation in the tropics.
It's just amazing how it's connected, that a dust storm coming off. I mean, obviously, all this stuff is coming off of the African continent that's putting into play what happens in the Atlantic. But that the dust is also part of this formula. It's, I mean, so in your classes, you teach that, right?
It actually will slow down the heating of the Atlantic waters because a lot of the radiation coming in will bounce off that dust cloud. And so there's a number of factors that enter in here that it will slow down any kind of tropical development. The dust, again, coming off the Sahara Desert. The Sahara Desert is not all sand, but a lot of it is very fine material, and that's where it's called dust, and it's easily picked up, becomes airborne with some strong winds.
And it will be something that we see, like, extra radiant sunsets and sunrises and those things when it's in the atmosphere?
That's right. And normally during the middle of the day, if we had blue skies, that dust cloud is present in the upper atmosphere. It'll give the sky cover kind of a milky color. But once it gets into the sunset time or sunrise, then can get some rather vivid colors, and oranges, yellows, and even reds.
I like it. Time to get the camera out and take some sunrise and sunset pictures. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, also tropical weather expert, watching the Atlantic Basin, Pacific Basin, even dust all hurricane season long. On the way, the list of toxic hand sanitizers. I mean, we try to do right and get your hand sanitizer, and now the FDA has put out a list of 9 hand sanitizers they say contain an extremely toxic substance called methanol. They could kill you.
Mm.
We'll list those here. Don't put any sanitizer on for a second. We'll give you that list and check traffic next.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. We've had a great start coming in from the Eastern Shore. Daphne, Spanish Fort, across the Bayway and the Causeway. For now, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Airport, University, Old Shell, and Spring Hill, Moffitt and 65. No delays there or through Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, pain, or seizures, they can help. See them on Facebook. It's Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Coming up at 8:05, Quinn Hillier joins us like he does most Tuesday mornings. Rodeo I wrote a ripper yesterday on Facebook, and of course you'll I'm sure back that up with a story over at the Washington Examiner, but he absolutely calls out both Jerry Carl and Bill Hightower and their advertising in this AL1 race. And now, backstory, Quinn ran for the AL1 seat back when Joe Bonner left, and he had, I think, six people in that primary. He was one of them, worked in Washington, of course, worked in the newspaper world as well. But he is just, he's calling, and you know, I think it might be a good cathartic discussion here. Because he's basically saying that he knows both Bill Hightower and Jerry Carl, which you and I do as well. He says, I like both guys. They're good guys. But this ad campaign that's out there is making, you know, pointing fingers at the other one, making him be everything but a child of God. Is it that important to get elected to call out people, you know, and make up things or take things out of context? A real good discussion from Quinn. Even saw where Quinn can be polarizing out there. I saw some commonality when he put that Facebook post up yesterday where people said, man, I didn't agree with you on all these different things, but thank God you said that. And
yeah, Quinn's tired of the mudslinging, and I don't think he's alone in that.
But, you know, and it's even beyond, I can see a little bit through Quinn's eyes because we know both Bill Hightower and Jerry Carl. They both, I think Bill Hightower will be in this week. I'm sure Jerry Carl will be in soon. They'll come in studio, do interviews, talk to both men. But you listen to the ads that come out, and that's not those two men.
No.
That's not those two men that we've known for a long time. So we'll talk to Quinn about this. I'll be interested to get your reaction to it as well in the 8 o'clock hour. All right, it's time for the list of hand sanitizers that could kill you.
All right, good news. Because well, bad news, I guess. But, you know, I got...
No, good news is having information.
That's right. I got one of these bottles of hand sanitizer that, like, companies hand out. They wrap their logo around it and then hand it out. So I've been working on this one bottle, but every time I open it and use it, it smells just like tequila. And I'm not 100% sure that, it's not tequila. So I don't know what the maker of this hand sanitizer is or if it was homemade. So I'm not sure if it'll be on the list.
Here's the list that the FDA put out.
Okay.
All right, so they said 9 different hand sanitizers, all made by a Mexican company called, it's Esk Biochem, E-S-K. I think you pronounce Esk Biochem. All right, and they're listed by brand names online. They said, if you've been using any of these brands, stop and immediately see a doctor.
Uh-oh.
Now, usually you don't get anything this concrete, right? It'll be like, well, you just don't need to use it and kind of monitor. It says, if you've used these brands, they said it can absorb through your skin. They said the substance in it is methanol, okay?
And that's bad.
It can absorb through your skin and cause nausea, vomiting, headaches, blurred vision, seizures, nerve damage, permanent blindness, even could kill you.
Goodness.
Okay. So, number one is branded, I guess, as the company, the Esk, E-S-K, Biochem Hand Sanitizer.
Okay.
Number two, All Clean Hand Sanitizer. Number three, the Good Gel Antibacterial Hand Sanitizer. Number four, Saniderm Advanced Hand Sanitizer. Four different brands, type of brand called Clean Care No Germ Advanced Hand Sanitizer. And Lavar 70, L-A-V-A-R, Lavar 70 Gel Hand Sanitizer. They said that was the most toxic of all of them they tested. The FDA tested a bottle, and it was 81% methanol.
Whoa.
So, I tell you what, I'm going to put this link up on the Twitter feed. And you can check it out there. Also, maybe we can link this through on our Facebook page as well. I think it's important you share this. So get it and share this as well. These are 9 hand sanitizers, they say, are considered toxic and have methanol in them.
Good to know.
If you have stock in ESK Biochem, let me suggest it might be time to do some pre-market selling. All right, 646. I got sports on the way with Dalton and news headlines next.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. School superintendents from across Alabama will meet again in Point Clear today. They are discussing how to move forward with the fall semester in the era of COVID-19. State Superintendent Eric Mackey spent yesterday going over plans and guidelines. The state's official guidelines will be announced Friday. The Mobile County License Commission office is now by appointment only. The commissioner says a high volume of customers prompted the change over a week ago. The appointment-only service has been a challenge. Frustrated customers reported long hold times, some saying they were unable to get through at all. Ryan Blaney won Monday's rain-delayed Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. Before the race, a show of solidarity for Mobile native Bubba Wallace. Fellow drivers pushed his car to the front of pit row. The FBI has launched an investigation after a noose was found in his garage at the racetrack on Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Are you tired of waiting hours for tire service? Do you need contactless tire service that you can make it to doctor appointments? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire, which is a mobile on-site tire service here on the Gulf Coast. And I want to thank our listeners who are now clients that have given us the opportunity to serve them at their home or office. The days of waiting hours in a store to get new tires installed, have a flat tire repaired, or have tire pressure sensors installed are a thing of the past. As a Tire Industry Association certified instructor, our technicians are certified as well. We have the latest in precision balance tools on board to help eliminate annoying vibrations, and we even fix vibration issues, especially with 3/4 and 1-ton trucks. If you value your time and want the very best that the tire industry has to offer, give us a call at 251-415-5500 or check out our website at 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Ryan Blaney won the Geico 500 at Talladega in a thrilling photo finish over Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Side by side, it's a photo finish at the line!
And Ryan Blaney wins Talladega.
It's Blaney's fourth career victory and his second win in a row at Dega. Prior to the race, drivers showed their support for Bubba Wallace one day after a noose was reportedly found in Wallace's team's stall. Wallace was born in Mobile. He's NASCAR's only black full-time driver. He was joined by all 39 other drivers and their crews in a march down pit road prior to the race as they pushed his number 43 to the front of the line. When the group reached that front line, Wallace climbed out of his car and wept. After the race, Wallace stood in front of a group of fans and talked about his experience.
The pre-race deal was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to witness in my life. From all the supporters, from drivers, from crew members, everybody here, the badass fan base, thank you guys for coming out here. This is truly incredible, and I'm proud to be a part of this sport, Jimmy.
Wallace had to pit late for gas and finished 14th.
The deal that happened yesterday, sorry I'm not wearing my mask, but I wanted to show whoever it was that you're not going to take away my smile, and I'm going to keep on going.
Prior to the race, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey released a statement saying she was, quote, shocked and appalled by the, quote, vile act against Wallace. Earlier Monday, federal authorities, including the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, and the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, said that they were reviewing the incident. In a call with reporters, NASCAR President Steve Phelps went over some of the details of the incident, adding that the Birmingham FBI had been notified and were on site investigating.
I got a small group of senior leaders in the sport together, or at NASCAR together, to try to determine what next steps would be. First thing was to launch an immediate investigation into this heinous act.
NASCAR has not yet named any suspects or produced a photo or video of the noose that was reportedly found. Phelps said that investigators were looking at camera footage in the garage and who would have had access to the area. Up next, the Cup Series will hold a weekend doubleheader at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania. They'll race the Pocono Organics 325 on Saturday afternoon and then the Pocono 300 on Sunday afternoon. With Major League Baseball owners and players unable to come to an agreement to begin the delayed 2020 season, the MLB plans to implement a 60-game season that will begin around July 24th. That doesn't mean that the season is officially a go. First, the league needs players to sign off on a health and safety protocol and to pledge to arrive at home stadiums by July 1st to prepare for the season. The league's owners voted to implement the 60-game season yesterday, hours after the MLB Players Association rejected a 60-game proposal that would have included an expanded postseason and other salary bumps. After nearly 3 months of negotiations, the MLB opted to use the right given to it in the party's March 26th agreement to impose a schedule of its desired length. By choosing a season of 60 games, the league will pack in about as many games as they can through September 27th. That's the league's self-imposed cutoff for the regular season. ESPN reports that multiple players said they expect to agree to the league's call to report by July 1st and to its health and safety protocol. The union delayed its vote on the league's latest proposal in order to collect new data regarding testing for COVID-19 after several recent outbreaks at training facilities in Florida, Arizona, and in other major league cities. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, Tim, I know from talking baseball, just shifting for a second here to college football. You have said to me several times when I've asked, you feel like we're playing college football.
I think
year.
So, yes.
You're still there?
I'm still there.
Okay.
I think there's too much money involved, but money talks.
All right. All right. Just making sure.